Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, here's the deal. It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah!
It's time for 92.9 The Game Tonight.
For the next hour, tune in or listen on the Odyssey app.
As we get you caught up with all things Atlanta sports and beyond.
We're going up tonight.
Turn up, bro. Like I say, just turn up and listen, you know?
That's the way to lead the show.
It's 92.9 The Game Tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in, 92.9 The Game Tonight. Abe Gordon here, live from the Kia Studios, taking you all the way to 10 o'clock this evening. And I mentioned it towards the end of yesterday's show, but in true Bob Seger fashion, it's time to turn the page, okay? And we're done complaining about the NFL draft. You like it, you didn't like it. That's not the discussion anymore. We are moving forward. We're one day closer to the season, and that is enough for us to talk about the potential of the Atlanta Falcons. And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight, because I've really run into some issues with how some people in this city are thinking about the season. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. We got a lot of things to discuss and set up here as we get into the show. First things first. I got my man Orrin Romaine here with me, Big O. And, you know, as one of the newer hosts here at 92.9, I probably...
Newer?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I guess in the sense of everybody else, maybe.
Yeah.
But
I mean, just comparatively.
You got hosting experience.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm still not great at thanking the engineer or board op, whatever you want to call them. Because I don't think board op's like an offensive name for the job people do. I just... Titles are titles. Like, who cares? We all know what you're doing. Button presser. Like, would you rather me call you that?
I would not like to be called a button presser.
So it's board op then. You know, producer, executive producer. Like, all technical producer, whatever. But always appreciate the work he does when Dom Cherosky's in, him as well. But it has been Big O for quite a while. And so appreciate O. We'll be hearing from him, I'm sure, throughout, certainly during the PM Power Rankings at 8:40. Couple of things I want to make you aware of. We're going to work backwards forwards here. Taryn Walk, Atlanta Falcons beat reporter, is going to join me at 8:20. Going to get the scoop on how she felt about the Atlanta Falcons draft, maybe as a team employee, kind of what they knew was going on, what how the reaction is inside the building. Stuff like that. We're going to talk a lot of Falcons, though, today, and including at 7:40. We're going to go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We're going to talk with Clemson associate head coach and defensive tackles coach Nick Eason. The reason why, I don't know what Rukarororo can do. I don't know largely what he did at Clemson, and I certainly don't know what he's expected to do with the Atlanta Falcons, and I want to find out from a guy that saw him work every single day there at Clemson, but also a guy that has plenty of NFL coaching experience. I want to see exactly how he thinks he can transition and kind of answer some of the questions we all have. Can he play outside? Can he be shifted? What is his skill set? How does it translate? So we're going to ask Nick Eason that in about 35 minutes. Excited to have that discussion. Again, going to talk a lot of Atlanta Falcons here, but I do want to get a couple of things out the way because Chris Thomas mentioned it right at the end when he was clearing his throat. And that is, where is Acuna? Where is Austin Riley? Where is Matt Olson? Now, specifically for Riley and Acuna, we see the flash on defense, and it's nice to have that out there. But I'm with you guys. I'm waiting for this thing to really get popping. And it's astonishing that the Atlanta Falcons have been as good as they have been without those guys. And I can't wait to see how this team looks when everything is going at the same time. And I really hope, honestly, if I have to wait until late September into October to see it, so be it. I don't care when it happens, just that it does. And I'd like it to carry into October. I'll tell you what, I am standing here in the Kia Studios, and this sun is at the worst possible part of the – I don't know what's going on. Maybe normally we have the blinds closed. Now, you can stay there, Orin. You don't have to come close the blinds. I can handle it. It's – I'm not the Wicked Witch and it's water. It's just a little bit of sun. But I'll tell you what, it is like glaring right over my shoulder. And I could feel it on the back of my neck, too. That sound you hear is Orin shutting the blinds. I appreciate that, Big O. Technical producer and facilities manager. I don't know exactly what we're going for now. But there you go. So we're off and running. The Atlanta Braves, kind of a bummer last night. Because obviously you get the outstanding effort from Max Fried. I got no issues with them taking him out of the game. He wasn't going to throw a no-hitter. And not because they were going to hit it, but he wasn't going to go 150 pitches, 130 pitches, whatever it would have taken. So I don't have a problem with that. But unfortunately, the way you used Rossell Iglesias over the weekend, he was unable to go to yesterday night. And A.J. Minter got. It got to a 3-2 pitch. He said he wanted to make sure it was a strike, threw it down the middle, and he got beat. And you're going to have to live with that. It's unfortunate, but it happened. Kind of a bummer to end the night. Because I was real, I mean, you were right there, and I'm like, yeah, we got him. But didn't happen. So try and get a little bit of revenge tonight. A couple other things before we really start this Falcons discussion. excuse me. We mentioned, like, very briefly Kyle Pitts, the fifth-year option. I'm excited to see what he can do. I think he's a big part of this Falcons, the potential for the offense, and having a competent quarterback. Being healthier, I'm really excited to see what he do. It was a no-brainer. The timeline, having to decide, including it's a no-brainer because it's really not that much money, $10.4 million. It was always going to be picked up, in my opinion. And then the other one's Matt Ryan. Joins the NFL Today on CBS. I'll be honest, I don't really watch pregame shows for the NFL. I'm much more likely to watch College Game Day than I am to watch any of the NFL pregame shows. But, you know, at least because of Matt Ryan, I'm probably going to check out what they got going on in the NFL on CBS. So we'll have some thoughts and analysis when it gets to it. But obviously we all thought Matt Ryan did an outstanding job in the game broadcast. And I think no less will be very, very good in studio. All right, let's get to it with the Atlanta Falcons. We got a little bit of time. I will be taking your calls because despite the 18-minute delay in my computer having to set itself up, we are ready to roll now, guys. And I can see the call screener, and we're back at it. I have some thoughts, and I want to get yours. And the question in general, after seeing this draft, where do you feel that this team is now? What does it feel like? What does this team feel like? Do you view them as a contender? Where do you see this team going in this first season with Kirk Cousins? That's the question. It's pretty simple. And I'll say this. It feels to me like way too many fans, way too many listeners are incredibly comfortable with the idea that winning the NFC South is the okay goal. And I disagree. I think we got to think bigger, people. I think you spent way too much money to barely be better than you were last year. I do. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to take an NFC South victory, but I'm not throwing a party. I'm not celebrating. I'm not taking a day off from work to enjoy it. If you win the South and then get bounced immediately, Like, that's not enough for me. I just, where are the aspirations for the fan base? 404-726-0929. What do you view this team as now? Can they contend? I mean, that's the real question for me. You know, John Fricke put out a tweet yesterday about the Falcons' odds to win the NFC South. And with all due respect, like, who cares? That's not the goal. That's something you put on your belt as a notch on your way to the final, getting the job done. Like, that's not good enough. Winning the NFC South, that's not good enough. Like I said, you're the best team in the NFC South before the draft. In theory, we got better during the draft. I'm not going to be happy winning the NFC South if that's the final result. That's not good enough. So where are you? Do you think this team can do more than win the NFC South? Or is that it? Like, is that how you view this team now? And look, if you want to go into it and discuss why you view it, if the draft changed how you view that, feel free. I think we all found out how I felt about the NFL draft yesterday. And I don't need to bore you all again with how I thought, how I felt. My hopes are that the draft picks we did make can have an impact on this team, can improve the defense, because I have a lot of the same concerns that Turtle does. But I'm kind of more in the middle, and I think if you listen close enough yesterday, you could feel that. I'm kind of more in the middle between what this team is now and what they could be opening day. And when I say that, I have questions about how you sign anyone in free agency. I do. I have those questions. But if Terry Fontenot can figure it out and address the concerns that I have, then I'll feel a lot better. I'll be honest. Right now, I don't know if this defense is good enough to where you can contend for an NFC title. I don't. Even if the draft picks you did make deliver in a realistic way, because, look, I don't think we're going to draft – I don't think all four defensive line draft picks are going to all have 10-plus sacks. Could one or two of them, potentially? Could Zach Harrison step up and or Arnold Ebiketie, potentially? But, like, I don't think you're just jumping because of this draft to the 70-sack plateau. I just don't think that's realistic, even with Grady Jarrett getting back. And then there's the obvious concerns on the back end. Look, I think the offense is going to be good enough to where you can compete and where you can contend. And again, not just for the NFC South, to where you could potentially reach an NFC title game. But is the defense going to hold you back from actually winning when you get there? That's kind of where I feel. Like, I hope I'm wrong. But right now, based on what we have on defense, I don't believe that they're going to do much more than win the NFC South. And that's not good enough for me. And that's where I do go back to the NFL draft and ask some questions. 404-726-0929. I got a couple questions on the other side in regards to what they did not address, what they did address in the NFL draft. A little bit of a both. And then what could be done in free agency to further build this team? I implore you guys, please do not call up here tonight and say that the goal is winning the NFC South. Please do not call up here and say you're going to be happy with any sort of playoff berth. Like, we're past that. The moment we signed as a team, Kirk Cousins, we were past the idea of going to the playoffs as a wild card's enough. Winning the division is enough. If that was enough, you should have signed Gardner Minshew. Or you should have signed Jacoby Brissett. That's not enough, guys. You have to ask for more. The aspirations have to be higher than just getting to the playoffs. But can they? Is this team prepared to do that? 404-726-0929. Your phone calls next. It's Abe Gordon here, 92.9 The Game tonight on a Tuesday evening, taking you all the way to 10 o'clock on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back in. 92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here. And you, wherever you are, either on the radio, the Odyssey app, a smart speaker, we do appreciate you joining us and tuning in. I also appreciate the fact that we have full phone lines right now. We're going to get to the calls in just a moment, but if you are unable to dial in, if the phone lines are full and you can't get through, feel free to send me a message on Twitter as well. I've already got a couple of comments in regards to the prospects of the Atlanta Falcons this season. You can find me on Twitter at Abe Gordon. And the question is simple. Like, do you view this team as a contender right now? Because to me, it just seems there's way too many people in this city, Falcons fans, who are like, yeah, we can win the NFC South. I'm like, I don't want to just win the NFC South. I'm here for more. That was the minimum of what you could accomplish the day you signed Kirk Cousins. That was at the base level. And we've continued to build through this offseason, and that was never going to be enough for me. We needed more. I've said as much. But now that we've seen the draft, what do you view the potential of this team? 404-726-0929. When one call drops, another line will open up. So go ahead and get to it with line one. Patrick, what's going on, Patrick?
What's up, babe? How are you, brother?
Doing good, man. What you thinking about this team? What are the prospects?
Dude, here's what everybody's missing, man. Remember what happened last year. Yeah, our quarterback play sucked, and our coaching sucked. But guys, remember the schedule. Our first butt-whipping was by the Lions, but they only scored 20 points, and we only scored 6. The Jaguars handed it to us by 20, not even 20 points. We beat the Texans by 2. The Commanders kind of whipped us, but it was only by 8 points. We lost to the Buccaneers by 3. We lost to the Titans by 5. We lost to the freaking Vikings by 3 points. Kirk Cousins changes all that. Coaching changes all of that. We are forgetting that we have a good team. We just need good coaching, and we need a damn good quarterback. We've got both, man.
I appreciate the call, Patrick. Look, I agree you have a good offense. To be determined about the defense. And to me, right now, that's going to be what holds you back. Right now, the defense is the differentiator between the Falcons just winning the NFC South and the Falcons being in the NFC title game. Because, look, I think if we had played our cards right here, there's no reason you can't go out and be better than the Lions were or are. Like, I believe that, absolutely. But, dude, did we do enough on defense? Did we address the needs to feel that? That's where I'm a little bit more iffy. I don't know. That's the problem for me. And that, to me, is why this offseason, with the exception of Kirk Cousins, maybe leaves a little bit to be desired. And it's not over yet. We mentioned that. There's still the possibility that they find money somehow and Terry Fontenot adds someone in the cornerback position to help out, maybe another safety, although I don't believe you need one. So the offseason is not done. This is not, you know, as Carl Duke says, we'll see how the roster looks week one. I understand that. But the defense right now is my concern. Can they hold up and match what the offense requires to do more than just win the NFC South? Let's continue on the phones. Line two, we got Jason out there. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, how's it going, man? Glad to be calling in. I wanted to say in the beginning when I first saw Penix drafted, I was a little bit like, wow, what are we doing? But then again, you know, Cousins does go down. You know, we don't have much of a backup. And look at what the disaster was last year. And last year the motto was, we're a quarterback away. And if you take just the bare minimum of what we added in the offseason before the draft, we're already a better team. We played a defense that had two starters that were out by the second game of the year, basically. That was one of the biggest problems, is our veteran leadership on defense was gone. Now you're going to have it back and then some. And then you're going to have, from what I'm understanding today, just to throw this out there, I heard that there was a couple of signings on cornerbacks, but they're not releasing the names. That's good. But also, if we have a good pass rush, you don't need exactly great cornerbacks, because I'll be honest with you, people who are anyway trashing our cornerbacks from last year needs to look at the pressures that we actually got on our quarterbacks, which was honestly garbage. It was either a sack or the guy was running all over the place and going for 40 yards and embarrassing us and losing a ball game. Yes, the defense lost us probably two critical games. One against Justin Fields, and probably, to me, the Will Levis game was absolutely.
Well, there's also Josh Dobbs and Kyler Murray. You lost both of those on defense,
too. Yes, yes, yes. You can point to four games where you could take Kirk Cousins, just his stats from last year. You take out Ritter and
potentially, Heineken, yes, potentially.
Kirk Cousins' stats, your team wins five more games last year. And by the way, we beat half the teams that were in the NFC playoffs last year. That's a fact.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Jason. Here's my biggest issue with people suggesting that you were a quarterback away last year, and so what are you now? Last year, the quarterback away was for winning the NFC South. And now that you have that quarterback, that's not the same barometer. That's not good enough. It needs to be more. And did you beat the Texans, who had a very impressive playoff run? Yeah. Did you contend with some of the other playoff teams? Yeah. But at the end of the day, is that what we're doing now? In the premise of you don't have to have great cornerbacks because the pass rush is going to be improved. Like, maybe, like, they drafted guys to hopefully improve it, but I mean, I have no idea. Grady Jarrett comes back. Great. Going to be awesome to have him. What is he going to be? I have no – is he the same terror he was before? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I hope so. I'm just not relying on the idea that the draft, the pass rush is going to be better. I'm hoping so. It might be, but it might not be. Continuing on the phones, we got Wayne, line three. What's going on, Wayne?
Hey, I was just calling in about the draft pick. I think Penix was the right move. Last year, all we complained about was not having a quarterback. Now we've got two great quarterbacks in there.
How many are you gonna play it? How many are you gonna play at one time?
Well, there was a time, if you remember, when quarterbacks got drafted to sit behind a starter and then learn from that starter, then come in a couple of years and take the reins. I think that's a problem with all of these high draft picks of quarterbacks. They don't have no one showing them how to run a team. Some of them can come in, yeah, and do the job. But if we took and went by the old standards, bring them in, let them sit a couple of years, put them in instead of throwing the pressure on their shoulders of running a team right then and there, I think we'd have better quarterbacks coming out in the draft in this first round.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Wade. Look, I've been a longtime proponent of quarterbacks shouldn't be forced to start immediately. I do think there's a lot of value to sitting and watching, and obviously Michael Penix is going to get some of that value. But at the same time, I also think you develop a lot more third-round, fourth-round quarterbacks using that same method. I think everyone gets forced into being a first-round quarterback that has to start immediately. What's to say that Spencer Rattler, after a couple years, doesn't become a franchise quarterback? Could that have been an option for the Falcons? We're not going to get into the Penix thing. It happened. It took place. Now the question is, how good are they with or without Penix? Because, again, if all things go right, Penix is not seeing the field this year. If all things go right, Penix is not seeing the field next year. We're going to talk later in the show about the timeline for Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins and what the best-case scenarios are, the worst-case scenarios, and a little bit of the scenarios in between as well. But, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I'm concerned about the defense still. And I believe that this offense is going to be good enough to compete for an NFC, not just an NFC South title, but the offense is good enough, in my opinion, to compete for a Super Bowl berth. The defense, however, I have a lot more questions about. And like I said, I'm not here to just win an NFC South. That's just not good enough for me. And it feels to me like so many people out there are like, we're going to go to the playoffs this year. How great is that? I mean, not great, man. It's better than not going, sure. But my hopes are higher than that. Again, you could have paid a lot of different quarterbacks a third of the price to win the NFC South. You could have just drafted Michael Penix and started him week one and won the NFC South. You're not paying Kirk Cousins to come in here and deliver just a division title. It's more than that. But is this team capable of more than that? Offensively, yes, in my opinion. Defensively, undetermined. Potentially, sure, but undetermined. We continue on the phones, line four, Rod. What's going on, Rod?
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, I'm with you. That defense is they're third and fourth and fifth and sixth rounders for a reason. And, you know, you're basically drafting rotational guys. And you guys can't remember. You for some reason, everybody's forgetting 28-3. Our defense didn't get one stop in the second half of that Super Bowl. And I hate to bring it up, but it's a microcosm of what we're looking at now. We're gonna do so well offensively. Matt Ryan was MVP, and then what happens in the second half of a game when the defense is blown, when they're winded? That's all I got.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Rod. It's not a fun memory, but it is real. It's what happened. Yeah, you can blame certain aspects of offensive play calling for what happened in that Super Bowl, but the other aspect is if you had stopped any of these 2-point conversions, you win the game. If at any point you had gotten off the field on third down, you win the game. And so, yeah, it goes both ways on that. Again, two of the top three offenses in the NFL. The Cowboys were number one in the NFL. 3 points per game. The Miami Dolphins were number three in the NFL in points per game. Anyone want to care to look up how long they lasted in the playoffs this year? It's not just about the offense. You've got to have defense. Look at the four teams. Like, look at the four teams in the conference title games. The Ravens and Chiefs. Sackmasters, good offense, good defense. The Niners and Lions. Niners are one of the best defenses in the NFL. The Lions, while their pass rush took time to get going, got going, and it made a difference. You can't do it on offense alone, or you're going to go the way of the Cowboys, you're going to go the way of the Dolphins, and you're going to get bounced immediately. Devin is on line five, last call this segment. What's going on, Devin?
Hey, what's going on, Abe, man? I'm telling you, as a Falcons fan, I'd feel a whole hell of a lot better if we would have spent less money on bringing in Danielle Hunter, Jonathan Greenard, and Russell Wilson. We spent $100 million on a bridge quarterback and then made him a bridge quarterback and basically told him, you have 2 years and you're done. Drafting Penix is whatever. But if you had signed Danielle Hunter, Jonathan Greenard, and Russell Wilson, the Penix pick would have made total sense. That's all I got.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Devin. Yeah, that was something I said yesterday when dealing with the frustration over the draft. Like, if the plan was to draft Penix all along, I'm absolutely comfortable with that plan. There's no problems there. But then don't use the $100 million elsewhere. Use it on defense. Build up what you need and let's go to war. But, yeah, I agree absolutely with that. The offense is there, guys. The offense is going to be there. And by the way, I understand the timeline that we're dealing with the Kirk Cousins. Just because the timeline's short doesn't mean he's a bridge quarterback. I don't know if I like that term for a guy that could potentially be a Super Bowl winning quarterback here in Atlanta. I don't know if I agree with that term. I understand the premise, but a couple things there. All right, when we come back, we are going to chat with Nick Eason. This is a guy that's the defensive tackles coach at Auburn, associate head coach under Dabo Swinney. And we're going to talk to him about, well, yeah, obviously, Ruka Rororo. What do we get in our second round pick that almost no one had heard of? This is a hidden gem for Terry Fontenot. We'll find out next. It is 92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game tonight. Been chatting Falcons really the last, I mean, really since Thursday night, Friday. But for me, the last two nights, heavy, heavy Falcons discussion. Certainly a lot focused on the NFL draft yesterday. And we're going to stick with that theme right now when we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. That's Atlanta's Ford dealer. And we are joined by Clemson associate head coach and defensive tackles coach, Nick Eason. He certainly is going to talk to us about the newest member of the Atlanta Falcons, second-round pick, Ruk Ororo. Coach, first off, how are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm truly blessed. Just out on the road doing some recruiting, trying to make Clemson better. But my family's well. I'm good. I'm truly excited for the opportunity that our players that recently entered into the draft, I'm going to have an opportunity to show what they can do. So I'm excited about that.
So let me start here. You're going through, obviously you deal with some of the first round, and then you're getting going there Friday night. You're tuned in to the second round of the draft. And a little bit surprising here, we hear that the Atlanta Falcons have moved up from 43 into the mid-30s. And Ruka Roro's name gets called. What was your initial reaction? Were you as surprised to hear him go that early in the second round as many Falcons fans were?
No, I was not. Ruka possesses all the talent and the tools to be one of the most dominant defensive linemen in the NFL. So it wasn't a surprise to me after going through, talking to the scouts and going with them through the evaluation process with him. I knew his stock had risen. He had a great season last year, one of the best of his career. And he just checked all the boxes. He has everything that you want in the NFL defensive lineman. And, I had him going at the bottom of the first, top of the second, in my opinion. I spent some time in the NFL, about 19 years as a player and a coach. And so I was not surprised at all for them to move up and get him. I didn't see him going past pick 45 in the second round.
And we're going to get to that NFL experience that you have and how it relates to your coaching in just a moment. But it is Nick Eason, defensive tackles coach for Clemson, associate head coach there, talking about Ruka Roro. And let's just ask you straight up here, coach, because this is the big question here in Atlanta, and that is the usage of a Roro. Is he a guy that can play outside? Because what the Falcons are going to be doing, whether it's in their base or a modify, however they're going to run their defense, is going to be very fluid.
Right.
There were some questions about, obviously, with Grady Jarrett, with David Onyemata, how much time he'd actually get in the middle. So can Ruka move outside?
Well, I'll tell you about Ruka. You know, one thing he has is toughness. He's disciplined. He's competitive. He's smart. You know, and you're getting a guy that, that's a class act off the field. I mean, he steps on the field, he becomes a beast. Ruka brings a lot of versatility. He's long. He can play defensive end on first, second down. He can bump inside as a three technique. We've used him as a zero technique, rushing on third down packages. So they're getting a very versatile defensive lineman. He can play across the line of scrimmage on all three downs. And so, they'll probably use him everywhere because they can. He has the tools to do so. And he's gonna do it well, and he's gonna be successful. He has the right mindset. He's made up the right things. He's been challenged, been coached hard at Clemson, and man, I'm excited. I think Atlanta is really getting a great football player that has not touched his potential. He has a really high ceiling. He's a basketball kid, played 1 year of high school football, and so he hasn't tapped into the ceiling. In terms of his potential and what he can do. And so he's going to be great for Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to love him.
Yeah, that was actually the next question for you. You're going right through my bullet points, and I appreciate that, Coach. It's Coach Nick Eason, Clemson defensive tackle coach. But, yeah, he did get a late start playing football, not until his junior year of high school.
That's right.
And so how much more potential does he have that just hasn't been unlocked just simply because he hasn't been given enough time to really reach that full potential?
Ruka's played in a very competitive room at Clemson. You had your Brian Mazzia, your Tyler Davises of the world that were in there. So he was competing for playing time while he was at Clemson. And so last year was his first season starting full time. The previous year, Brian Mazzia, who was a first-round draft pick, was probably picked a few picks, before Ruka in last year's draft, was went through some trials and tribulations, and Ruka, man, stepped in and played at a really high level. So there was never a drop off when he was in the game. And so he's been getting better and better every year, every week. His confidence is out the roof. He was a guy that, I didn't have to ask him to watch film after practice. He was always available to take care of his body. And so he's one of those guys that when I came on board back in 22, that he already had pro-like, habits, just watching tape, taking care of his body. He's a leader. And he's a Clemson man. We always challenge our players. The first thing is graduate. He's done that, got his master's degree. We want them to be equipped for tools of life. He's going to be an ambassador. He'll be a guy that will represent the team in terms of the NFLPA. And man, he's just been great. I mean, obviously he's won some championships there too. So he's coming from a winning program. I think it's going to be great, great for the locker room. He's going to be a leader, in the locker room. He was a leader for us, and he's a alpha dog.
It is Nick Eason, the associate head coach at Clemson and defensive tackles coach. coach, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Look, you mentioned it before. I looked up the resume. You've got a ton of NFL experience, both as a player, but also as a coach. And Farouk, and really for any defensive lineman, whether it's interior or edge, what's the biggest challenge in going from a college D lineman to an NFL D lineman?
I think, you know, in today's, college, game defensively, man, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of pressure with all the high-powered offenses. And, I think, Rook is going to have more opportunities to go out and just win one-on-one, which he does a very good job of. But, the speed of the game, obviously, terminology is another thing. And being able to see backfield sets, look at splits, read formations. And then just really adjusting to, taking care of your body. You're on your own. There's no strength coach, monitoring your daily habits. Most guys obviously train across the country in the off season. Guys that are really successful invest a lot of money into their bodies. And so I think that's a big adjustment as well. And just, just playing against great athletes up front. Offensive linemen now are running 4.7s, 4.8s, 4.9s. You look at the NFL draft. And so, speed and power is a big part of the game, especially up front. And then being able to, still use your hands. You're never going to get away from being able to play with a great place, use your hands, and play with low pad level up front. And so championships are won in the trenches. And so, that's the biggest adjustment. And then obviously picking up the playbook and adjusting to just the speed of the game and, and obviously just being in the room with pros. Guys that have, that are husbands, that have kids, and so man, it's a man's game now. Not on scholarship anymore, and you're evaluated every year, and you got to go compete. You got to go earn it. It's a level where they'll be drafting, guys every year trying to sign free agents to replace you, and so you got to compete. So, I think that's the biggest adjustment.
Kind of a shot in the dark here before we continue. Grady Jarrett, obviously an alum of Clemson. Have you spoke with him, or do you have any relationship with Grady? Does he come back?
Yes.
And what can you tell us about him? And certainly as we hope that he's ready to go returning from injury. We've seen the IG videos and that stuff. So what can you tell us about Grady?
Well, let me tell you something. Grady is an overcomer. He's overcome a lot of doubters his entire life. He doesn't always check the numbers on the charts, but he plays big. And that's why he's been on the league and played at a really high level. That's why he's one of the highest paid defensive tackles in the NFL right now. And he'll overcome injury. He'll be back and he'll come back stronger than ever. I mean, he's a leader. He's the alpha dog. And he's a guy that makes, not only a defensive line, but your organization better, which he's done in Atlanta. And Grady's, man, he's a class act. You're talking about representation of the city of Atlanta, representation of the Falcons, and Clemson football. He's the example when I talk to my recruits, when I talk to my players about, what it looks like and how you're supposed to play the game at defensive line. And so, man, looking forward to him coming back from injury. He's been awesome. I haven't spoke to him most recently, but I had an opportunity to spend some time with him when he came up and visit for a game this past season. But I'm truly excited to watch him get back on the field. He's going to come back harder than ever, knowing Grady. And so he's been overcoming a lot of opinions, man, his whole career. And he just goes out, man. He proves himself, and he earns it. And so really, truly proud of the man he's become, the NFL pro he's become. He's been a pro bowler, been playing at a really high level for a long time. And so I'm excited to see him get back on the field.
Is Clemson associate head coach and defensive tackle coach Nick Eason joining me here on 92.9 The Game tonight. Do you guys, you, Dabo, any of the other coaches, do you guys like root for people to get taken by Atlanta, taken by the Panthers? So they are kind of regional. You can keep an eye on them, maybe check up and get them straightened out if they need be.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, we're just happy for our guys anywhere they go. But obviously, there could be a little selfish side that they can be close by. Hey, we could just jump on 85 and ride down or ride up to go see them. But our guys are equipped to go play anywhere in the league, and we're just happy, for them to be able to have an opportunity. And so, man, we'll win a program. We still take pride in, just developing our players both on and off the field. And so, man, Coach Sweeney has done a really good job of just equipping my players to be best pros. And all, you know, he is actually the most he has the most draft pick by any active coach with 83 draft picks since he's been a head coach. And so, you know, our guys are always ready. And so we're just always excited for them to get the opportunity. But, yeah, if they're close by, man, it makes it a lot easier for us to have an opportunity to visit with them and for them to check in on us as well.
It also makes that trip for the opening game of the 2024 football season a little bit easier. And I have to ask you about this. And I know you guys haven't, like, really dove, like, super hard into scouting and game planning and stuff like that. But just for the Bulldogs fans who obviously live in this area and just want to hear some good things about their team a little bit, what are some of the challenges you envision Georgia presenting? Not just you guys, but everyone all year long, you know, with Carson Beck returning and replacing Brock Bowers, replacing Ladd McConkey. But what are some of the challenges you see from that Bulldog team that Clemson's going to have to deal with in the opener?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge every week. Georgia, obviously, you know, has a great head coach in Kirby Smart. He's been doing it at a high level, have a great coaching staff. They got great players across the board, offensively and defensively. And it's going to be a challenge. They played a lot of good football, you know, here in the past decade. And so, man, this will be a game we've got to be ready to play. And so, you know, they'll come out and they'll be ready to challenge us at every game, every part of the game. And so we just gotta be ready. It's a big season opener. And so, man, we gotta rally as a team and go out there and, you know, not beat ourselves, because they're a team that don't beat themselves. And they'll be physical, and it'll be a game. Everybody'll be ready to go. I'm from the state of Georgia, so it'll be exciting for me as well. And, man, looking forward to it. But, hey, you know, we got to make sure that we do the, you know, daily things that give us a chance to win in August, man. It starts now in the off season with off season conditioning. That's where it starts. And we play the game August 31st. But right now, man, you know, guys got to be locked in to training. And then we'll go out and see what happens when the ball's kicked off.
And you mentioned, Coach Easton, you are from Georgia, Toombs County High School, a product of Georgia high school football. What does it mean to you? What does it say to you about the trend of Georgia and how much they are producing top-tier talent as a state? I think, you know, we talk about, obviously, the rich parts of the country in high school football talent, and you look at Texas, you look at California. But in terms of players drafted, Georgia, I believe the state was number three across all of the United States. Being a proud member of that program, that product, just Georgia high school football in general, what does that say to you about the development, both in the city of Atlanta, but also, like we said, in Toombs County, and you can go all around to the various areas of Georgia, high school football getting it done, big schools and small schools?
Man, absolutely. It's just a testament to all the coaches and parents. And then, obviously, the rec league, recreation leagues have always been tough. You know, I think there's a lot of really good high school coaches in Georgia, a lot of good, you know, strength coaches, a lot of good coaches, a lot of good parents and communities, man, who rally around players. And it's important to us in the state of Georgia. And so there's talent everywhere. You know, we might be ranked third in terms of NFL draft, you know, guys drafted. But, you know, in terms of like talent and guys that have an opportunity to play at the college level, and it's a lot. And it's always been competitive, you know, whether it's single A or 6A. Georgia's been a state that's always produced a lot of great talent at every position on both sides of the ball, and we'll continue to do so. You know, there's a lot of legacy that has been passed on down, and, you know, from guys who played in the NFL. Their sons are now coming through high school and going through the recruiting process. And so, man, you know, Georgia's always done a really good job. And like I said earlier, you just take pride in sports in general.
Coach Nick Easton, defensive tackle coach at Clemson. Coach Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro, and telling us what we got here in Atlanta in our second-round draft pick. Thank you so much for joining us on a Tuesday evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and go Tigers.
All right. Appreciate that there, Coach. Look, I mean, and that's what he said about Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro is probably going to ring true of just about every draft pick. They better win their one-on-ones. They better. Because that's what we're going to need. And if you're going to boost that pass rush, guys have got to get it done out on the edge one-on-one. All right, this is 92.9 The Game tonight. Going to continue the Falcons discussion. What I thought the draft was and what it actually was. That's coming your way. Also, More of your calls. And don't call and tell me winning the NFC South is enough. We need higher aspirations. What exactly level of contention do you think the Falcons are in right now? 404-726-0929. We continue on the other side. It's Abe Gordon in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.